les digo muchas gracias. Sinceramente, un honor y un placer estar aquí con todos ustedes. Lo saben el gusto y el placer estar aquí en este momento, en esta manera. And for those of you that are Spanish impaired, it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with tremendous love, tremendous amount of just total pride and understanding and of love for the Los Angeles Philharmonic, for all of the donors that are here tonight, to be able to speak tonight this beautiful man's name. It's with honor and with love that I say, Santana. When one says it, you feel good inside. It's spiritual. It's such a giving understanding. Santana. So tonight I want you to try it. Go home and say, Santana. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, is with total understanding and with a tremendous amount of love that I have tonight for 60 years of living to waiting to get to this moment to introduce into the Hall of Fame, the Hollywood Hall of Fame, one of the truly magnificent giants of music in the world, a person that has gone way beyond an understanding of just of being the best that one could be. You're talking about a person that has shared the love and compassion of humanity with his world, with all of us, through his music, in a way that has united us like no other music could. Here's a man who created, in his own time, his own unity of sound, rhythm, and harmony. He created an African, Latin, jazz, blues, rock and roll music, which is so his. When he was 22 years old, he mesmerized all of us on one unforgettable afternoon in a little place out in the wilderness called Woodstock, in which he created such a presence of mind and soul that he united all of us under what we know as the human race. For you see, what Carlos Santana has given us is not just music, but it's a unification of understanding that there is no such thing as a Latino race. There is no such thing as an African race. There is no such thing as a Caucasian or an Asian or an indigenous race. He fused together humanity throughout the world and gave us but one race, which is the human race, through the understanding of his music. God bless you, son. One cannot describe the fact that he sold more than 90 million records. One cannot deny the fact that he has performed for over 100 million people globally. No one. No one can really deny the fact that when he finally was given his Grammy, he received 9 for one record, which is, to me, the most stunning understanding with the album Supernatural. It's a tremendous contribution to humankind. I'm emotional today because I've known this man for over 4 decades. He has given me my life. Anytime I can play with him, anytime I can be with him, anytime I can sit and listen to him, is time that I cherish and I understand why. And I'm not the only one. I will. And when we get him, you're going to get him in full bore. Just ask Benny Ritzfeld, who you'll hear tonight on bass, who's been with him for over 23 years. Just ask Lugugo Chancellor, his drummer, who has been playing with him for over 25 years. Ask Carl Perrazzo, who has been his conguero and his timbalero for over 17 years. Or best yet, you ask Chester Thompson, who will be playing for you tonight, alongside him, who has been playing with him for 28 years. Or better yet, you ask his family. You talk about a person who's given. I'm not here to tell you about the man who is a musician. I'm talking about the human being who has given us a sense of balance to all of us of all colors and all cultures. I'm talking about the person who created with his wife, Deborah. 33 years and plus you have given your life to this man. Together you have created things like the Milagro Foundation for Children, an organization that has literally touched millions of people by giving the substance of energy and understanding by way of funding economically over 300 nonprofit organizations throughout the entire world. That's Deborah and Carlos together. You ask someone, you talk about dignity, you talk about a sense of integrity, you talk about a person. You look at this man's life and the people who have stayed around him his entire life. I am but one of many friends who have been around him and will stay with him and feel privileged and honored. He is truly a gift. Only somebody this spiritual, this smart, this gifted and dedicated and thoughtful could drive so many people so completely wild. Watch for yourself.
Woo! You must be my father. He taught me how to get inside the note. When you get inside the note, you immediately put your fingerprints on it. If there's about a million musicians, most of them sound a lot alike. But there's about 100 who you immediately, from one note, you can tell who they are. My mother has for life and the passion that my father has for music, it all came into one sound. It got refined as I met everybody else. It's a feeling that you have to have. Your sound really comes from within. The last day of school, when they said, well, what are you going to do, man? I said, I'm going to hang out with B.B. King and Michael Bloomfield and Eric Clapton and people. They actually started laughing at me, like, wow, man, you really, really like tripping. Go ahead, laugh. But I'll show you.
Santana!
I just felt that I'm not an accident. A musician, all he needs is your imagination, and then you channel the inner stuff into some resonance that make your hair stand up.
If you have an open heart, you can articulate life. You're making your own individual, unique statement.
Gives me great joy to share this philosophy and this affirmation with the young people, because those are the tools they're going to need to penetrate the heart. Can you make their heart come out to you?
I believe that we are all multidimensional beings.
Every day we are faced with a choice of good and evil. Like you and so many others, I choose to try to make this world a better place for my family, others, and myself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not enough to be here humbly in front of you to say thank you to Carlos, the Philharmonic, and to all of you for giving what you've given. I couldn't do it by myself. I needed a real sense of understanding of how far we've come and who we really are. And I have to bring out really one of the great, great artists of today, a person that wants to say his thank you and to present with me Carlos Santana, Mr. George Lopez. George! Well, then, thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll just give the people in front a few seconds to realize that we're not the Brown Man Group. If we were, pain would not be a problem, I'll tell you that. I am actually here early for the mariachi festival tomorrow. And I know you guys won't be here, but those empty wine bottles will be redeemed for some major money. I'm here for Carlos Santana, that's who I'm here for. Los Angeles! That's on the other side of the 10 freeway. When you smell chorizo, you're almost there. And chorizo is a sausage type. Hey, I gotta get all these jokes out while I'm still allowed to be in the country. I'm sorry. We've taken a toll tonight, and 5,200 people were conceived to Santana music who are in the Hollywood Bowl tonight. Let us hear you! Most in a park. Carlos Santana's music does not only appeal to
Latino people, but African American people and Asian people, four white people. They unfortunately couldn't make it tonight. But you bought those boxes, you're gonna use them. You're damn right. I might be able to find someone who does tile. Let's go, Ann. Carlos Santana has brought together an audience that looks like Costco. Let's give ourselves a nice round of applause. It looks like Costco in here. He belongs to the world. He's my friend. I love his family. He loves my family. You know, with everything that's going on in immigration, I think they're building a wall that's 700 miles long and 20 feet high, and all I gotta say is, who are you gonna get to build a wall? You see, there's a problem with the immigration. All right, Eddie, my good friend Eddie, what else can we say about Mr. Carlos Santana?
It is our honor and our privilege to present to you and to the world tonight the finest guitar player in the world.
Está cabrón.
And I tell you that he is really a stylist and probably the only guitar player that will ever be recognized this way, who plays African, Latino, jazz, blues, rock and roll music. Ladies and gentlemen, our Hollywood Hall of Fame for this year recipient, the legendary and our good friend, Mr. Carlos Santana.
Because I am very aware that Jimi Hendrix, The Doors, Beatles, so many people play in this place, Frank Sinatra, Miles Davis, and it's a very special place. It should be an international treasure. Anyway, I do like to thank, first of all, people who made it possible for me to be here. Mr. Charles Gayton, Wayne Barak, Deborah Borda, Paige, and David Glickman, Jump, to Dr. John Madalisha Maestro. I also want to thank my musicians who've been working with me for a long, long time. This is C.T. Chester Thompson on keyboard. Mr. Carl Ferrasso. Mr. Andrew Dooley, Dan Chancellor on drums. Mr. Bailey Rico. And more than anything, our highest wish with the music, I dedicate the song to my wife, my children, my son. But more than anything, we wish that the music will demonstrate to the people at the White House that harmony and unity without dropping bombs can exist. Jimi Hendrix said, "Notes are more important than weapons," and we'd like to demonstrate that to you right now by a song that we wrote called Nobus that we'd like to do someday soon with Mr. Desmond Tutu and with the Dalai Lama at the White House or the United Nations. Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, joining Mr. Santana and the orchestra this evening, please welcome concert and recording artist, Jubilant Sykes.
searching for freedom. I've been looking for someone. In the dreams of my heart, I see your face calling me into the light. You are the vision of beauty. You are so radiant and lovely. I just cannot believe you're here with me. Your touch is my ecstasy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. this opener, and the angels bless each and every one with the deep awareness of your own life. Thank you so much.